Greetings from Heart City Church. I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. This week, we're considering what saving faith is. And we saw yesterday that faith is a gift from God that enables us to receive and rest in Jesus as He's offered to us in the gospel. It calls us to trust in what He has accomplished to save us in the judgment. Now, as a pastor, I've met many folks who love and trust Jesus, and yet they still struggle at times. Doubt. Those creeping doubts come in. And what honest soul hasn't found themselves at times doubting God, perhaps even having seasons where doubts about God's love infect every thought, every prayer? My friend, if this is you, I want to encourage you today. Your case is not so bad as you might think. You see, there's all the difference in the world between doubting faith and unbelief. Faith brings you to Jesus, even doubting faith. Unbelief doesn't. Doubting faith comes to Jesus, even trembling and weak. Like a woman we read about in Mark 5. There's a woman who's been suffering from an issue of blood for 12 years. She's gone to doctors. She spent money and to no help at all. We read in verse 27, she had heard about the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if I touch even his garments, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. We see the three actions of saving faith here. The woman first accepted the reports about Jesus saving people. Secondly, she received that this could be for her personally. And then third, she rested in Jesus by professing faith and taking a hold of him. And this is remarkable. You'd think after 12 long years of disappointment, she'd be more likely to say something like, I'll give Jesus a shot, but I'm not getting my hopes up. No, she says confidently, Jesus has such power that all I got to do is touch something touching him and I'll be made well. But the confidence is not so evident in her approach. She has doubts about Jesus accepting her. It's clear her faith is somewhat weak. She sneaks up on Jesus, is afraid to ask him face to face. And her trust in his garment is like that of Christians who placed hope in relics or holy items instead of the true subject of faith, Jesus. And then when the healing happens, she tries to slink away. But Jesus won't let her. Verse 30, and Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my garments? This question shows Jesus' love for doubting believers and his desire to see their faith increase. He was not going to let her get away without a greater blessing, even as she tried to run and hide. This woman's faith was imperfect, trusting in the fabric on his skin instead of his person. And Jesus wants her faith to increase, so he asks a question and awaits a response. And she comes to him and confesses the whole story. And Jesus is delighted that she responded to the call to greater faith because it allows him to bestow upon her fuller blessing than she'd even come for. Jesus says to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. I don't like that translation. The Greek here is not the normal word for healed. Jesus says to her, your faith has saved you. Look at Luke 7:50, where this same phrase is translated this way as Jesus assures a sinful woman who had no sickness at all. Here in Mark 5, Jesus confirms not only her healing, but also that her faith in him has saved her. And he gives her something far more than she could have asked for or imagined. He calls her daughter. This is the only time Jesus ever addresses a woman in Scripture as daughter. Jesus rewards her faith by opening the front door for her to God's house. This woman receives greater blessing by stepping out in greater faith. And we need to remember, it is not faith itself that gives the blessing. Faith is just the conduit, kind of like the threads of Jesus' garment she touched. That's why even weak faith gets the victory, because in the end it connects you to a mighty Christ. It is correct to see that we're saved through faith, but as one person said, but faith in Jesus Christ. Strictly speaking, it is not even faith in Christ that saves, but Christ that saves through faith. My friend, our faith may be small. It may be doubting and weak, but so long as it is faith, in the end, it gets the victory because it brings you to your Savior. So keep coming to Christ and ask Him to increase your faith. And an encouragement for those of you who already have great faith, but you should still seek to increase it. It comes from Calvin, who says, "We cannot go beyond bounds in believing, because our faith, however large, will never embrace the 100th part of the divine goodness." All of us should seek to increase our faith. Remember who you are and who you belong to.